This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. The city I live in was set to do some reclamation on my streets. I live on a corner and they planned on doing both of them. So the engineer told me that I'd have to take out my butterfly garden plants that are on the corner if I wanted to keep them while they did the work, and then they'd put soil back for me to replant, but their height was too tall. I was set to remove the plants and put them in my own makeshift nursery, then the project was postponed to next year. Okay. But now I know some of my plants are too tall. Plus, as a recent article in Northern Gardener magazine noted, some folks don't like the flop over that can happen with tall native plants. There's a solution. Staking is one, but it depends on what you use to stake them with. Another option to lower your late summer or fall blooming plants is to cut them back. Lynn Steiner, the author of the article, says when plants are 12 to 18 inches tall, you can prune them to 6 to 10 inches tall, about a third to half their size. While it seems a little risky, it's not. The plants bounce back bushier, just like I talked about with herbs yesterday. Choose some plants for pruning and hold back on others so you get a mixed height. Often those that are cut back will bloom heavier too. There are some plants you should not prune back. Blanket flowers, gentian, false indigos, and liatris. I'll have all of this information on gardenbite.com, plus pictures. As for staking, I do have a really cool metal piece I bought from a local artist to support my black-eyed Susans. That's on my website, too. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.